O beloved son, Maharaj Parikit, when the bride and bridegroom were ready to start, conch shells, bugles, drums and kettle drums all vibrated in concert for their auspicious departure. There's no purport for that one. So I'll read the next one. Pati pragrahinam kangsam abhasya shirirabhak asyastvam ashtamo garbho hantayam vahase buddha. While Kansa, controlling the reins of the horses, was driving the chariot along the way, an unembodied voice addressed him, "You foolish rascal, the eighth child of the woman you are carrying will kill you." Purport. The omen spoke of Ashtamo Garbha, referring to the eighth pregnancy, but did not clearly say whether the child was to be a son or a daughter. Even if Kansa were to see that the eighth child of Devaki was a daughter, he should have no doubt that the eighth child was to kill him. According to the Vishvakosha dictionary, the word garbha means embryo, and also arbhaka, or child. Kansa was affectionate toward his sister, and therefore he had become the chariot driver to carry her and his brother-in-law to their home. The demigods, however, did not want Kansa to be affectionate toward Devaki, and therefore, from an unseen position, they encouraged Kansa to offend her. Moreover, the six sons of Marichi had been cursed to take birth from the womb of Devaki, and upon being killed by Kansa, they would be delivered. When Devaki understood that Kansa would be killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead who would appear from her womb, she felt great joy. The word vahase is also significant because it indicates that the ominous vibration condemned Kansa for acting just like a beast of burden by carrying his enemy's mother. I think it's... Okay. Well, they were definitely not the verses on the board, so I hope you don't mind if we're... So, as you know, we were dedicating this week to glorifying Srila Prabhupada coming up to his disappearance day. And there's never enough time on Vyasapuja and Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day to hear all the devotees. It was actually Prabhupada's instruction that we should do this. We didn't know about it. That, like on the Vyas Puja day, that his disciples should make offerings. So I know it's a bit unsettling sometimes to do it, but it's very purifying to. Yeah, I mean, if you're worried, ever get worried, you're going to make a fool of yourself. It's quite good to do that because it's supposed to feel like a fool in front of our spiritual master. So today, some ladies have prepared either something to say or. If somebody, we've got, I think, a couple of Gurukul teachers, are they here? No? But two ladies from the ashram, Braja Bhumi Devi. I don't know where the teachers are. If anybody impromptu wants to say a few words, we might have time for another person.
Is that okay? I can't do anything if we haven't got the verse, can I?
So if you want, Braja Bhumi, do you want to bring your chair and you can sit here? Well, no, because I think we all get to speak about Srila Prabhupada on his disappearance day. And actually, it's so nice to hear all the devotees. I've been really waiting to hear the devotees speak their appreciation of Srila Prabhupada, because Prabhupada's the grandfather or great-grandfather, father of everybody in the movement. He's the founder of Acharya. That means everyone has a relationship with him through his instruction. And we all have relationships through service as well, of course. But it's nice to add that aspect of actually speaking to Srila Prabhupada personally. And revealing your mind, offering some glorification. Shruti Dharma Prabhu was encouraging us all to do that. He thought it was a good idea. So I think the boys, only two men got to do it yesterday. So is there anyone here who was supposed to speak yesterday who didn't get to? He could do it today's. No. All right, anyway, have the girls who are meant to, and then I'll pick on someone. Come sit here. I think it's really important that we all hear each other, don't you think so? It's very nice to... You see each other in a different light when you hear a person offering their humble devotions to the spiritual master. And when we serve with someone, we get to know them, then we see them in a different way. But there's so many of us, we don't always get to see what's in each other's hearts. So I'm really happy we're doing it, and I hope it takes off for the future. That I didn't have to give a class.
Hare Krishna. I would like to please offer my obeisances to Srila Prabhupada, my great-grandfather, and my grandfather, actually. And I want to thank Sarva Mangala Mataji to inspire me to come and, you know, glorify Srila Prabhupada. And the reason I picked this special glorification because entwined with the Radha Damodara festival today with where Mother Yashoda bind Krishna with the robe of bhakti. And I thought this was very purifying and very nice to hear about the early days devotee, how with self-love of Srila Prabhupada, how so much compassion he inspired and empowered all this amazing devotee, you know, great movement of ISKCON to carry on the movement. And what they did for Srila Prabhupada was just amazing. This one is a biography and glorification of Srila Prabhupada is coming. And the title is Vishnujan, Swami joined the roadshow. I'll just read about this. Vishnujan Swami, hearing the glories of the roadshow, came to check it out. He was based in Texas, running preaching centers in San Antonio and Austin. He loved our breadstick and khichdi and said we had the best prasadam. He immediately jumped into service. He taught us dramas, including one about Mugrari the hunter, performed with handheld tin mask that was wobble when shaken. The deities needed better altar, and he built a new altar, a new one. Somewhere in deep south, we perform our full road show production in university auditorium. One evening, Srila Vashini Prabhu sitting mid-stage, dim light started the show by slowing and meditatively singing the Damodara prayers and Ishopanishad mantra, accompanying herself in a tampura. Behind her were the Vedic, the rock band guitar, drum and amplifiers. The tie-dye parachute hung pinned to the ceiling in puff like Arabian tent. Vishnujan Swami, further the mood, just relax your mind, quiet down and listen. Listen to the to this vibration from the spiritual world. Vishnujan Swami wound up his performance with one of his heart-penetrating speeches, asking people to realize their true identity and join in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The whole audience chanted with us and danced in bliss, while prasadam amained the display of Srila Prabhupada books, Shishi Radha Damodara. Since the deity were tied to their altar for this for safety, Kirtananda Swami wrote to Srila Prabhupada to request they name the Radha Damodara in connection with the childhood pastime of Lord Shri Krishna, in which Mother Yashoda tied him up. Prabhupada replied, caught up with us. Srila Prabhupada said, the letter was written on the 2nd of January, and Srila Prabhupada wrote back on the 20th of January, 1972, Orlando, Florida. My dear Kirtananda, Please accept my blessing. I beg to acknowledge receipt of your letter dated 2nd of January. I'm very pleased to hear from you and hear that your roving party is having great success, opening many temples. Actually, this is the process, traveling, preaching, taking opportunity wherever Krishna offer it, and leaving behind solid centers where propaganda will continue to go on nicely. You are doing very good work, and I'm very pleased upon you for such sincere effort. Your process of speaking in colleges and other places and getting paid is very much liked by me in this way. Try to penetrate every school and colleges and introduce our book profusely. It is nice you are taking advantage of every opportunity for spreading Krishna consciousness by speaking on radio, attending engagement, etc. This is the method recommended by my Guru Maharaj. Now you are practically demonstrating this fact with good result. So go on like this, you have all of Krishna's blessing. It is very nice that even the mayor was convinced by you to buy our Krishna books. This is a good sign. Yes, you may name your naughty boy Radha Damodar because he's always being tied up with ropes. Hoping this meets you in good health and happy mood. You have a well-wisher, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And then at the end, we are all happy to hear that our preaching effort pleased Srila Prabhupada. And I was thinking about this, how Srila Mother Yashoda, Krishna allowed Mother Yashoda to tie him up with his great bhakti. And here Srila Prabhupada was just tying everyone with a rope of love. And through love, you know, the disciple was creating miracles for Srila Prabhupada. So on this day, you know, I beg all the Vaishnava that we can all, you know, not deviate from Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet, so he can always bind us to his lotus feet. And by pleasing the spiritual master, one can get Krishna. So without pleasing the spiritual master, we cannot get Krishna. There's quite a lot of instruction here. And then by pleasing Srila Prabhupada, you know, the devotee with his selfless love, how they please Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was guiding them on the way all the time, you know. Just see the good in everyone, engage them in pure devotional service. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Jai Rajabhumi, Devi Dasi Ki Jai. So, who's going? You're going to put it to you? Are you going to just read something? You don't need to address Prabhupada.
No, it's okay. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shumate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namini Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunavadi Pashyatate Shitarini. Hare Krishna, everyone. So, apologies for writing the wrong words. I guess I was too stressed. So I wanted to tell you maybe a few stories of Prabhupada. It's always nice to hear them, at least for me, because the whole life of Srila Prabhupada is very, very inspiring and full of amazing pastimes which reveal the greatness of Srila Prabhupada. Just recently I was reading an interview with Hridayananda Babaji Maharaj. He's been a pujari for 78 years in Radha Damodar Temple. And of course, he met with Srila Prabhupada. And once the devotees, they came to him and they asked him if he knew Srila Prabhupada. So this Babaji, he began to cry. He said he'd never seen anyone like Prabhupada, anyone do sadhana like he did. And then he said that he wasn't surprised when he found out that actually Prabhupada was chosen to spread this Maha Mantra all over the world. He wasn't surprised because he knew that Srila Prabhupada got the mercy of Rupa Goswami. And then he told the story how every night, almost every night, his room was on the upper floor of Radha Damodar Temple, and he would hear some someone crying, someone calling out, and he wasn't sure what it was because he was trying to take rest. But one night at midnight, he went onto the roof of the temple and he looked down into the courtyard, you know, where the Rupa Goswami Samadhi Mandir is. So what he saw, he was really, you know, mesmerized. So he saw Srila Prabhupada down there on the, you know, near the Samadhi Mandir. He was bending down and sweeping the floor with the broom and crying out, calling out for mercy. As he swept, he was calling out, "Hey Rupa, hey Sanatan, hey Gurudev, please give me your mercy." So this was, and he was saying that without you, without your mercy, I cannot do anything. So Srila Prabhupada would call out for mercy almost every night as he was preparing to go to the West and spread this movement. And so similarly for us, we should also be very eager for that mercy. But we see that even Prabhupada, yesterday we were hearing how Prabhupada, he was already predicted in the scriptures that he will come and he will spread this movement, he will spread the holy name around the world. He was predicted by Krishna, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and still he was so eager for that mercy, to receive that mercy and empowerment. So for us also, because we want to be we want to be instruments in the mission of Srila Prabhupada, and we want to assist him in spreading this movement, so it's very important that we pray for that empowerment, for that mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And when we are humble, when we are sincere, then that mercy, that empowerment can come. And another story I was remembering was in 1970s, when Prabhupada was trying to establish a temple in Vrindavan, he was undergoing so many difficulties, so many troubles. And of course, because smarta brahmanas, they were not so, you know, eager to accept the Western devotees as brahmanas, you know, who would worship the deities in the temple and who would do puja yagas, you know. So it was very difficult to establish this kind of, you know, for them to accept the Vaishnavas as, you know, from the Western countries. So, and of course, there were things that proved, you know, that they are not so qualified. And once a few devotees went to Ganga Prasad in Loy Bazar, and they had to get some cloth to make their dhotis and kurtas. And so they asked the shop merchant to show something, and so he brought out the roll. So they were looking at it, silk cloth, and then the devotees asked, "Do you have something else? Can you show us something more?" So the shopkeeper, he went to look for something else, and at that time, in the meantime, the devotees, they grabbed that roll and they ran out of the shop. They ran away with that cloth. So then, of course, in Vrindavan, everyone knew Prabhupada, and Prabhupada knew everyone. So Prabhupada came, Ganga Prasad came to Prabhupada, and he told what happened, and Prabhupada was so embarrassed. He was like, he really apologized. He said, "I'm really sorry. I'm trying my best to train them, but they are 10th class men." But we see that actually in many pastimes, we see that how Prabhupada was so eager to, he was always defending his devotees. He was always protecting them. And very heart-touching pastime as well of Malati Mataji. In Mayapur, she was cooking for Srila Prabhupada, and one time there was no one else around, so she had to cook for the occasion when Prabhupada's godbrothers came, you know, all the sannyasis, and they all were sitting together, and Malati had to cook for them, and of course, and even she had to serve them, and for those sannyasis, it's not proper, because she's a woman, and she's Western, and so they were all like, in the room it was complete silence, everyone, very cold atmosphere. But still she entered the room, she was all covered, you know, in her sari, and she just quickly put the prasadam, and she was about to leave. And then she heard that how Prabhupada was saying to them that she's a woman. That's why you feel so uncomfortable. She's a Western. You don't like it. So they were all silent. But Prabhupada said that she's very dedicated to the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore, she's very special. And I would cut my throat for her, and she would cut her throat for him. So Prabhupada, he was extremely loving, and many, many interactions with devotees show that. So I just wanted to share a few of those pastimes, and there are many, many more, and they are always very inspiring to hear. And I think I'll end here. Thank you so much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada.
Very nice. Thank you.
Very good. Tulsi Priya. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Om Shubhadaya Krishnamaya Bhutale Shumati Patun Danda Swami Tinamaya Namaste Saswari Devi Gona Medpachani Richa Sanshuni Pachaji Satarni. So Hare Krishna. So here today I got the opportunity to sit down here to share some few realization on me, like with Srila Prabhupada. So I need to rely on it a bit. I have a bad memory, so I will, it will help me to remember. And I didn't have time to print it out, sorry. So we all know that Srila Prabhupada is our well-wisher. And Srila Prabhupada, he is so merciful and so have so much of compassion. And he would even wish his disciple, his follower, to be better than him. So how can we imagine? So when we hear that, we think that it's impossible. I mean, at least to me, it's impossible to be better than Srila Prabhupada. But the essence of the message is that we don't want to be better than Srila Prabhupada. He's always remained the inconceivable, the greatest Srila Prabhupada. He always remained the like most magnificent, magnanimous, and greatest to us. And this is not the essence to the purpose to measure how much we are less capable than Srila Prabhupada. But it is actually because of Srila Prabhupada's unconditional love for us. Just as a father, he really naturally want his son to be better than himself. So Srila Prabhupada want us to be better than him. So because we feel this like love, and we feel secure with Srila Prabhupada, and with this blessing and empowerment, and then his empowerment is always here for those who is ready to surrender their life to Srila Prabhupada. And with this mood and determination, a miracle may happen. So once one devotee asked, like, what is a pure devotee like? What is the quality of like pure devotee? So there's a different pastime, but in this particular pastime, Srila Prabhupada thought for a second, and he's saying, fearless. So we know that Srila Prabhupada was a birth with a name called Abhaicharan. So Abhaicharan is mean one who is fearless of taking shelter at the feet of Vishnu. And indeed, we can see like he's fulfilling this by spreading Krishna conscious message to over the world with fearless determination. Strong and fearless at the same time, he is meek and humble. So which surprised many people. Many people, they cannot understand. They think like a strong, fearless cannot go together with meek and humble. But Srila Prabhupada make a very good demonstration on it. So we know that like pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada, he's fearless because he's fully Krishna consciousness at every moment. So he know very well that without one of the second devotee is not being protected. So another reason is Srila Prabhupada, he keep nothing for himself. So a person who keep nothing for himself and ready to offer everything to Krishna and ready to give everything to other is fearless. Just like, for example, with a devotee carry a tray of Mahaprasadam, he is going to distribute to a devotee. So he is fearless. But if a devotee, he keep the Mahaprasadam for his own sanctification, he will keep in a pocket. So Yeah. So we can say that we can tell like how good a father by observing the son. We can tell how good a master by observing the servant. So this is like how we should try 100% if we really want to try 100%, not for the reason to show our talents or our intelligence, but show 100% for Srila Prabhupada. So this will truly able to glorify Srila Prabhupada. So saying is much easier. I met one devotee in other places. So she make a such a statement that she loves Srila Prabhupada so much, and he always prays that he want to sacrifice her life for Srila Prabhupada. She's willing to breed 10 gallons of blood for Srila Prabhupada. And when I hear that, oh my God, can you imagine that? It's so such a sacrifice. So I was really thinking of praying Dandava Pranam to her. But in one time, she's having some difficulties with the temple, some unpleasant thing with other devotee, which is not something very unique. It may happen to every one of us. And end up, she left the temple. She left ISKCON. So this is how I feel that doesn't matter how eloquently, how strong is our word is, but this is like really we can show how much we love Srila Prabhupada by proof it, by just like staying together to stick to each other. Like it can be very difficult because every one of us, like we are conditioned, we have like our it's just like Srila Prabhupada or some teacher said, this is like a big mental hospital. We tolerate our own weakness, we have our own up and down. At the same time, why we cannot tolerate each other? So this is like truly we can like serve Srila Prabhupada. And there is different thing. Can I share one small thing? Like just like yesterday, my own experience. I went to the town, to London, to pick up a document, my passport, because my passport expired. So I went with Food for Life, but because of some reason, they have to wait for some devotees. So the minibus went to London late. So, and I thought the office hour at afternoon, I still can pick up my passport. So. But when I went to afternoon, the door is closed and they said picking up passport is only for morning. So end up for the whole day, I didn't do anything. And I was like, I just happened to have some sleeping problem. I'm not feeling well. And then I got car sick. And usually car sick and not sleeping well is go worse together. So I just feel like I'm totally wasting my time. So, and I went back to King Claus to the van, and then actually, not so much of time, but it's happened that my babu, he want to do something, so I have an extra half hour, 45 minutes maybe. So I told babu, I have some books in my bag, I want to do few books. So okay, Joe, he said, go ahead and come back. So I just wait outside for the King Claus to try to do some books. And actually, before I make that decision, I feel like I'm so tired, I'd rather to go to Govinda to have a cake and a cup of tea, but I just try to this is how my body tell me, but my mind also tell me that just I don't want to talk to any people. What to talk about? You want to stop a stranger to ask them for Lakshmi is how you don't want to do it. But however, my intelligence tell me that Srila Prabhupada would like you to do some service, maybe to do something good for other people. And so I feel like because of like having a desire to serve Srila Prabhupada, I would be able to hear my heart, which is like Krishna will reveal himself, that to help me to remember that you should serve. So I do it. So I met one lady, she immediately, she saw Bhagavad Gita, she feels so happy, she's very appreciated. Thank you so much, I will immediately read this Bhagavad Gita on the train. And then she left, and then I was already smiling, I feel like, doesn't matter, I waste the whole day. Even one person take one Bhagavad Gita, she told me she will read on the train, I feel my day was successful. And I met another devotee, he just took a chant and be happy, and then go again, will give me a good Lakshmi. And then I met a third person. He shows so much of interest of Bhagavad Gita, but he doesn't have money, but somehow he said, I appreciate so much. You seem a little bit shy, but I can see you come out of your comfort zone to do something good for others. And I'm thinking, oh, who are you? And then he said he's a life coach. His career is to train like 100 of people to give seminar. And then I realized he have a little bit fame. He's a famous person. His name is Roland Ryan. And then he just even showed me how I can approach people. he told me like how I can present myself and I can get more Lakshmi. For the good, for like you can do such a monotonous like surface. And I tell him that oh you giving, and he even also teach people how to give presentation. And I told him that actually tomorrow I'm going to give a short sharing, and then he spent like 15, 20 minutes to give me some tips how to present to others, although I'm not presenting very well, but it's just a coincidence. It's just so amazing. And then the fourth person I met, like I remember one class, one devotee giving a presentation on book distribution, and then one Mother Siwe in white, I forgot her name, she raised her hand up and she said, many devotees, they distribute books, but they don't show care to the homeless people. So when I had to return to the minivan, I saw one homeless young man sitting down. Usually, at the past, I would not do it because a little bit like, it's like get out of the comfort zone. But I remembered that mother, see what she said. I told him, do you know that around the corner, there's the Food for Life and they give free food. And then he didn't know because I think he's a newcomer. And I happened to got a little bit Mahaprasadam from Soho Street, so I give him the sweet. So I just feel like it totally make my day. So on a material level, without Krishna consciousness, without Srila Baba teaching, it's like my day, if I went out to the town without doing the passport, is totally waste of time. It's complete failure. But because of Srila Baba, because we have the desire to serve him, doesn't matter how much time I wait, I feel like the day is so one of the most meaningful day I have in these few weeks. Thank you.
So I think it's time now. Top of the stay. We finished now, don't we? Yeah. All right, thank you very much for the appreciations. It's so enlivening to hear different people. Everyone's so I don't know if any of you ever listened to Vaisheshika Prabhu. He's a wonderful devotee, a book distributor in America. He's been a book distributor since he joined when he was 15 years old. And he always stresses something that Prabhupada said, that devotional service is individual, spontaneous, and voluntary. And so that's why I really like when we can hear people we don't know and people we don't usually hear from, and you see how unique each person is, how they're all got so much to share. Thank you very much. Haribol.